Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A young 18, lady.
Right? 17, no, 18?
Many of them are sophomores.
All right. Well, whatever.
You heard Mr. Spiewak. Many of them are sophomores.
Okay. Oh, spotlight on my Floridian of the day, Brian Stewart, who had an altercation with his neighbor, injured his neighbor, which is odd because he said all he wanted to do was kill him with kindness.
According to investigators, Brian Stewart was arrested after threatening to kill his neighbor with kindness. Kindness is the word written on a machete owned by Stewart.
How are you feeling that this exercise is going, Tony?
I think that the list is pretty honest. I think it's a good list. It's the best list.
It's a strong list.
Thank you, President Trump.
Are you doing it, Trump?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are days that I come into work and I have to just compliment the guys that I work with. And let me tell you why. Because it's one thing to get up in the morning and prep a show and have some ideas in your head. But the real process is, and we started doing it, we didn't do it at the beginning of the show, but I'll lay like a little outline out and then I throw it out at the guys. And I never think of that as a creative process, but it really is a creative process because you guys will kind of pepper the outline with comments early on. I don't want to tip my hand.
I do feel that it's instrumental in the way you stack the show. If you bring us 10 items,
right,
and you bounce them off us, I think the way you order them mentally has to do with the way we react to them when you present them.
And but you'll say something and then I'll laugh at it and I'll say, I'm glad I brought that to the table. But at the very end today, something germinated.
Yes.
And I'm really glad it did. Rob and I will a lot of times Rob knows what I'm saying when I'll say, let's start the show. And I'll say, how are they going to lose it? And it's a line from Alex Trebek from an old piece of tape we had when he was doing promos for Jeopardy and being a real dick.
Yep.
And it's funny. And Rob always knows when I do it. And then it made me realize that I was watching Jeopardy last night and I never talk about it because Jeopardy's dull.
Right.
And there's really not much to talk about. But I have a reason to hate on Jeopardy, and I've done it now for two nights in a row. I think maybe last Friday it would have had to be, right? Because she was on last night, and that's Monday. And this lady, I want her to lose.
I watched it on Friday. The champion who was...
She's the Megan McCarthy lookalike.
Exactly.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about. And let me tell you why. This, first of all, she hates to lose. Like, no, they all don't. They all want to win,
yeah,
right?
They all
but they're people, and I've been playing a lot of competitive golf tournaments,
Mike,
all right?
As opposed to the people on Wheel who are just happy they found the studio.
Oh, the people on Wheel, seriously, that are so dumb that they don't even know what state they're in, all right? Yeah, they're great with letters, but then they get out there, and they're like, they get the bright lights and the bright colors and Pat and all the pressure, and they kind of go, oh, they have Mambo Dog Faces.
I almost never watched that hour of game shows, but I did on Friday night, and there was that lady, Gracie, in the middle, and she says, I'd like to solve the puzzle, please. He says, go ahead, and it's like all but two letters, and she goes, hot air balloons potting the sky.
All right, so let me get to this. All right, so we watched that during the week we watch a lot of it because it coincides with Michael being put down
sure.
to bed. And so we come out, it's like, okay, it's Wheel Jeopardy time. Although because we put him to bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Of course. No. Well, right no, after
we
he
put
has
him to
his
bed about seven.
Peachy keen milkshake.
Sometimes we'll watch Jeopardy while he's watching his tune that he gets to watch right. before bed. And then we will watch Jeopardy, Wheel, and then we will watch Jeopardy. So here's why I hate this lady. All right. I'm rooting against, this is one of those contestants where I root against everybody that plays against her. Because I can't stand her. Because she is behind in Double Jeopardy. So, and she goes into a frenzy Sure. I think that's just her thumb on the button. Mm. Yeah. I think she's just hitting it every time, and she's getting every answer. And then she has like a 2,000-point lead, a $2,000 lead at the end. And she's just like, she's got this smug look on. She's done this now two nights in a row.
Yeah.
All right. They go to Final Jeopardy, where they give the little, and it was something like phrases last night. And they give the phrase, and the answer was something like, it was a Broadway show that was also made into a movie that used to talk about a rash that people would get. And the answer was 7-year itch.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. And so the first person gets it. He's not in the running. The second lady gets it, doubles her money, and she's right on her heels.
Ah.
And then for the second night in a row, they go to, Megan McCarthy. And
okay.
Megan McCarthy goes, and now, Megan, let's see what you had. And Melissa McCarthy. And Melissa goes like this. Like that. Second time in a row she did that.
Oh, she's got a bit.
She fakes it.
Oh.
She fakes it. She gets off on creating this image that she lost to the audience and then being the big reveal that she actually won because she's a shithead. That's why she did that. Because she's an a-hole.
She also isn't winning with any grace.
No.
She's not winning with any. She wants to, A, fool the audience, but more likely B, fool her fellow competitors, giving them a glimmer of hope and then crushing their soul, which makes her patently an evil, evil, evil person. I urge you to tune into Jeopardy
and
tonight.
Root against her.
Root against her and see if she does it again, because she's done it now too. I said, oh, she didn't get it. Because the facial expression is something like that. She's like, Oh dear. And then it's like, oh, you had the correct answer. And she's like, yes, I did.
Let me pose a little game show theory to you.
All right.
Game shows are predicated, as a rule, wanting to root for the contestant, because unless you're there, you have to have some sort of vested interest. Is Jeopardy
of
the only one
on Jeopardy? I've rooted for the contestants like all through their $150,000.
But like even like Ken Jennings, I had a hard time rooting for him. He wasn't that likable.
How about Josh Frumkin, Mike O'Mara show listener?
Liked him. I liked him.
Great guy.
But
great
as a rule, I think Jeopardy brings the least likable contestants to the forefront.
Yes,
because the people at home want to win as well.
That's true.
So you're right.
That's with all the game shows. That's with all.
Well,
the
you can't do anything with wheel, though. You're not there spinning.
Of course you do. Some the same thing. You said you're trying to solve the puzzle. That's the whole idea with wheel. I'm at now. This is
what
you're
about,
in my wheelhouse.
What about
now.
What about
so to speak?
What about
you're my wheelhouse?
Double Dare.
Oh, with
Double
Mark Summers.
No, I don't. It was a kids show.
They had adult double, you know. Double Dare, adult Double Dare.
Yeah, is that where they got slimed and stuff like that?
Yeah. Adult Double Dare, I believe.
I think we've tapped into Mr. Santana's game show expertise.
I think there's there's an adult Double Dare on the Vivid channel.
By the way, the new game shows, the Ellen Show, which is such crap, and the modern incarnation of primetime game shows are you have audiences screaming for the entire time. I mean, from the beginning of the show to
deal
the end,
or no
it's
deal.
Nonstop screaming.
Everybody's screaming.
Everybody's screaming.
Deal or no deal. Or no deal. Everybody's screaming.
What about the Jane Lynch celebrity game show thing?
No, don't care for that. Look, I go with the classic originals, which is Wheel and Jeopardy. They're on every night. They've been on for 130 years.
What's harder? What's there?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah, Jeopardy's much harder.
I think Jeopardy's probably the hardest game show out there.
Yeah, no question.
To this day, always has been. Yeah,
always has. But remember, what now? I don't know if she'll do it again tonight. Or you could go back if you're like me and you stockpile them. You can go back and you can look at
stockpiling game shows.
We record Jeopardy just in case there's something. Oh, gross! It's not gross.
No, it's excellent. You have it.
Why not?
I stockpile. It's academic.
Even without Mac McGarry?
Yeah, I still like it.
Oh, with that lady who got the T.O.P. lady?
Hillary Howard! You know why? Because you know what? It's fun to watch the kids when they spin out and burn up.
By the way,
I would have watched it if they hired the guy I wanted to replace Mac McGarry.
Who?
Who? LBD.
Oh, he'd be good.
Yeah, I wanted to
another
see
gig for Albie.
Another gig for Albie.
Jeez.
Mac McGarry died, and now we've got LBD that's coming in there.
You guys right, got 20 lives.
Let's go to Magruder for 30.
Hey, look at you, little lady. Look at you, little lady from Langley. Hey.
So, you know, if they hadn't been inclusive and gotten Hillary Howard, you probably would have had Tommy McFly host that show.
Of course you would.
No, Tommy McFly's too DJ, you know?
No, I think, keep in mind, Mac McGarry was DJ too.
Yeah, he was, but he was good DJ.
He was the best. Yeah.
Shirt and tie DJ.
I will stop on It's Academic once in a while when it's just when I'm up and it's on, right? Yeah. If I don't see
Saturday mornings at 10.
If I don't see a student on the panel, and again, for those of you around the country.
Oh, you're going to be nasty now. Send letters to Oscar. No, I know where he's going. Here we go.
There's three high schools and they send their best and brightest to compete against each other, and there's three to a team.
Right. Oscar looks over the TV and says, oh, Mean Girl Tech isn't on now. Damn it.
No. If there isn't at least one woman or one person, doesn't matter if it's a woman or
you
a man.
You mean girl you mean that's on the team?
A young 18, lady?
Right? 17, 18? No.
Many of them are sophomores.
All right. Well, whatever.
You heard Mr. Spiewak. Many of them are sophomores.
Okay. I'm a 10th grader.
So you have to be careful, Mr. Man.
If I don't see.
From Broad Run.
By the way, this is the same man that's been called. Since the time we've been working together, when we have my daughters on, at the end of every segment, Oscar will put his fingers up to his ear and go, call me.
Yeah.
So you don't like it if there's not a...
First of all, if it's a good-looking crew, they're losing. There's no chance they can beat anybody else. Because we all know that...
Sidwell Friends is here!
if there is not at least one woman... Right. Or one girl on the team, or...
We should explain to the rest of the country, because we're talking about It's Academic, and probably people don't know what we're talking about. There is a game show called It's Academic that's the local version for children, for high school students, of Jeopardy. It is an academic show for kids, and they bring in the kids... from the different high schools, and then they bring in their cheerleading squads too, and then the parents and the friends sit out in the audience, and they have it in the local TV studio here in Washington, D.C., and it's been on for a long time, and it's really the local version of Jeopardy for high school kids.
And not only do they bring the cheer squad, Mike, sometimes they bring the pet band, which brings me to salute the pet band of La Plata High School.
Okay.
Here's them playing a song from Kansas.
This is from It's Academic.
Yeah. They also played Europe. But not just...
This is during It's Academic, and you recorded it.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I watch. I never miss it. But also... How about a nod to that Motown sound? And you should also know that there are 9 contestants, 3 teams of 3.
By the way, this is a high school band.
Yeah.
This is a high school band.
Mike.
And anybody who's had children in the public school system knows that music education is thriving.
There are 9 contestants on stage. There is a host and there is an announcer. In the audience, there's usually about 8 people.
When I hear this band, when I hear this high school band, I am hearing a music teacher going, all right, that's it for today. Pack up your bags. Yeah.
We're on TV. Thank
you very much.
You all sell your candy bars?
Listen up, teachers. If you're in charge of your It's Academic team, this is your winning formula. You need zits, you need international flavor, you need braces, and you need at least one woman on your team. If I see an all-male panel or an all-woman panel, because they've got to have both flavors.
You got to represent.
They're immediately going to lose. If one of them has clear skin, one of them on the team, one of them, they're not going to the final round. It's
the
over.
The time spent scrubbing is time that could be spent studying.
If there's no melanin on the team at all, like there is nothing at all, you're going down. You need some international flavor either from the continent of Africa or India. You're going to win. You're going to win either way, right?
I really would hope that they would have other, I'm sure they do, that they have other local TV produced, like Chicago, Los Angeles maybe has a show like this.
Well, I know that Baltimore used to have It's Academic, and Mac would do them both.
Yeah.
So I think it's not a lot of Mac McGarry.
Mac would do our Mac.
Yes.
Mike McIntyre.
Mike McIntyre.
That's it.
Now, when they go to the team and say, so, like, they get a little small talk back and forth.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If anybody has a canned answer, that is a tell that they're just there to win. They don't have a personality. They just there's no laughs. There's no jokes. It's just awkward, canned answer.
It's like this. Thank you, Hillary, for having us. We'd like to thank our alternates, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara, and Matt Bloom.
Yes! That is a winning formula. All you care about is the books and the prize. Exactly.
And if they do well, they will get that $100 scholarship from Giant Food.
Giant Food, still sponsoring. Still sponsoring. So, to bring it full circle, it's academic, fun, big fun, local big fun, TV, yes. Washington, D.C. Watch Jeopardy. Because that lady, that the evil incarnate,
for the evil
is on today, and she's going to pretend that she doesn't have the answer when she has it every time, but maybe somebody can bump her off. That's what's magical about Jeopardy. It's very rare that somebody really gets that super long run, but it does happen. She's pretty smart, so we'll have to wait and see. But she's smart. She's a combination that you see in a lot of feature films, especially action-adventure films. She's smart, and she's evil, which means... She could not only win Jeopardy, she could take over the world with a giant laser.
Do you think when she takes over the world, she'll pretend she doesn't have a laser, but then she'll have a laser?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have the laser that can destroy the planet? Of course I don't, or maybe I do. All right, start the damn show, for God's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What should I be thinking inside?
Think laxative.
Think soothing relief.
Please, I'll give her a motivation. Laxative, darling, you crave one. Try again.
Get regular with Relax. Start every day the Relax way. Your system will feel so great. You'll want to relax
it.
On the top of the Empire State.
Get it's not the commercial. It's relax. The girl. She has no flair for it.
She's the best to audition.
What do you think, Mr. Monroe?
I think she's correct to represent my laxative. She's fresh, her voice is natural, and she does it simply.
Definitely.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying.
What do you think, Doris?
I don't like her.
Get rid of her.
Sally hung around the Broadway area and tried to break into broadcasting, but the only roles she ever seemed to wind up with were in the bedroom. Then one day, as she would later tell her biographer, the voice of God told her to take diction lessons, and her whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
No, no, no. The cannons roar.
The cannons roar. Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Her natural speech was a great obstacle to get over. Yet through diligence and perseverance, plus a rather special, intimate knowledge of many Broadway personalities, it was only a question of time before she emerged a full-blown star.
Good evening and cheers to you all out there. My first exclusive. Clark Gable was in town this week in uniform. That brunette on his arm was Lolly Hayes, an up-and-coming starlet. Hope you had fun, Clark.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. You know all the other stuff. TMOS to our friends. Thank you for the love and support. Have your first timer, relax and enjoy. But the most important part now is from Clovis, California to Boyce, Virginia. From Auburn, Washington to Cleveland, Ohio. From Punta Gorda, Florida to Pentagon, British Columbia, Canada.
Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. There we go. You're supposed to send me the ones that you get, and I'll do the ones that I get. We got to coordinate that so we do it right, hey?
Yeah, okay? Hey, I sent you some last night. Were there duplicates, hey?
Oh, God, you sent me so much stuff.
Did we send them to the wrong email address?
Send them to mike@topoftheworld.com.
Our show today brought to you by Lightstream.
Yeah.
The holiday season is over, and it's a brand new year. If you've been thinking about holiday credit debt, make this a New Year's resolution. Lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay and save thousands in interest. The rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and get your money the day you apply. The application is 100% online, and there are no fees. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a low rate and easy loan process. LightStream is a great way to get out from under your credit card debt. I love it, and I know you will too. Our listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Moot.
That's right. You know what a talented broadcaster can do, kids? He can read a disclaimer like that.
Yeah.
Live.
Thing of beauty. Thing of beauty.
We'll do it live.
And speaking of the written word, it's time right now, not about us, but about you. It's time to get to our mailbag because it's Tuesday, everybody. Yes, everybody. Now tighter and brighter for, you know. Hi, guys. I had to repair a chair at work, and guess what I found?
What?
Custom leather arm pads for your studio furniture. What?
Well, because we've had the picketing.
Yeah, but you can't just put a new arm on it.
Actually, you can. I went to this website, and they are custom-made covers that would actually cover up what had been picked.
Oh, my God. That is
really
perfect.
Yeah.
Under 50 bones, and nothing says class like a leather armrest. Leather is hard to pick, too. Problem solved. Tom Mesmer. All right, Tom. Rob says it's cool. That's good. Thank you.
The pickening may be fixed.
That's right. This is a solution, that is what yes. it is.
Doesn't yes. change the fact that we're going to find out who did it, though.
Oh, and string them up.
Oh, no. So we got to find out.
Got to get them.
Well, we got to get the $50 from somebody.
We got to get names, and yes. we got to get money.
And pictures.
And punishment. TMOS, first off, I want to say that I love the Political Persuasion show. Well, there you go then.
Wow, look at that.
He loves it.
Isn't that special?
This week on Political Persuasions, how can we ignore the president serving up burgers? We'll get to that later in the program. Anyway, love Political Persuasions. That said, when most Americans think about the date January 20th, they normally think of a presidential inauguration and the peaceful transfer of power. However, I think of all of us in Omera Nation that we need to remember January 20th in a different way. January 20th happens to be the birthday of a great man, Slim Whitman.
Hey!
Let us all show our respects to this great man by having Rob play the hits. P.S. Bring back Yodeling Week. And Oscar, please come out to Park City. Respectfully, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City, ooh, Utah. There it is. Do
now,
we
Mike,
have any Slim?
A lot of people don't remember Slim, so I invite you to remember this commercial from only 38 years ago.
Last year, 1,400,000 TV viewers ordered this man's albums and tapes and made him a new American recording star.
No heart is darling but mine.
And now to fill the tremendous demand, we proudly offer a brand new album by Slim Whitman, the international star whose heart-touching voice has now captured America.
Making believe.
Here is all the magic of Slim Whitman, the star who had the number one record in England for more weeks than even Elvis and the Beatles.
That's right.
Slim Whitman, just for you. This all-new giant record treasury is only $7.98. Complete tape collection is only $9.98.
All right, don't play the whole promo. Can we play some of Slim's hits?
Mike, it's hard to pick. It's like a Sophie's Choice, but
I know the one I like.
Remember.
That's the one.
Not so.
There it is.
You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago.
Well, how about some for our friends out west, Mike?
All right, very good.
We had to play, of course, you know, people that have sort of a cowboy interest.
Slim Whitman,
drifting
ladies and gentlemen.
Along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Does he yodel in this one?
I'm a roving cowboy.
Well, if you want a yodel, you got to go to his biggest hit.
What's this one?
This is Rosemarie. Not about the lady on Dick Van Dyke.
It's a long intro for this.
No, he gets right to the yodeling. I think you'll be quite pleased.
Okay.
Is
Slim Whitman, ladies. How do you like it, Oscar?
I don't think I've ever heard one of his songs.
Not even, it's the movie, it's the song that made the aliens explode in Mars Attacks.
Does he have any up-tempo hits, Rob? Does he have any up-tempo hits?
Let's close with an up-tempo hit. You want to,
okay,
Mike?
Let's go. Let's do that. It
means one white dove.
When the sun shines on the mountain.
Sounds like when he's a little longer in the tooth when he did this one.
1 foot in the grave.
He seems like a talented man.
Very talented man. And you know what? Yeah. Good looking.
And he had the same mustache Rob wore yesterday.
Yes, which is now down the sink.
All right, that's enough. Thank you very much. Let me put Slim over here. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Slim.
Might want to turn up. Hey, kids, keep all the levels where they should be at your board, okay? Thank you very much.
Or Slim.
Next letter says, to the boss and my paisans and my little Croatian cupcake, Jennifer. I'll take you out for a steak dinner anytime. Last year was amazing time for you boys with the show. I'm very honored that my promos were aired and greeted with laughter. January 12th was my birthday, and I have a request. Can Jack Cassidy leave an outgoing message for my voicemail? This is a weird show.
It is.
This is you never know what people are going to want. I look forward to having many drinks with all you the next DMOS live show, hopefully on the East Coast this time. Well, Paulie, I know you want it on the East Coast. You can't come. With love and loyalty, your P1 Paisan Paulie.
It'd be fun to do a show in Long Island.
Yeah, if you can make it out to Punta Cana and show the world where you're at, you can make it anywhere in the world.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can take pictures of food in Las Vegas.
Are we ready? Here we go. This is the outgoing message, all right?
Hi there, everybody. This is Jack Cassidy. Unfortunately, Paulie cannot come to the phone right now. He's presently indisposed. Jack Cassidy, leave your message at the tone, and Paulie will get back to you. This is Jack Cassidy saying, have a lovely day.
Thank you. There we go. All right, he wanted an outcome.
And scene.
Right. Very good. Next letter, I just wanted to share my own fruitcake story. After delivery, I stashed away my prize in our pantry to be consumed during our annual Christmas week in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. However, during all the chaos surrounding the holidays, I forgot about the cake. But on Christmas morning, I experienced my own Christmas miracle. My spouse presented me with it. She had remembered. Best Christmas ever!
Nice.
Nice.
In keeping with the spirit of the season, I cut a single thin slice. Then divided that one slice into six morsels to share with others. They all declared it wonderful.
Aww.
I then proceeded to enjoy the rest all by myself during the remainder of the week. In the morning with mimosas, midday with coffee, evening with Jameson's. It was always divine. If we minions are privileged to be offered this again next year, I'm buying two.
Two doppelcakes!
Yours in Christ, Rich in Manassas.
Of his three pairings, which is your favorite? Mimosas, coffee, or Jameson's?
Coffee.
I think you're right there. Although the mimosas would be good because there's notes of orange
mimosas
in it.
Mimosas screams party.
Partay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
The holidays.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're really sweet and savory, you can maybe pair it up with a Bloody Mary. All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Paulie!
Hey, TMOS family, I was hoping you could take a moment to give a shout-out to my mother, Debbie. She is officially 1 week into retirement, and she's an avid listener of the TMOS show. She totally gets it, and I shouldn't say the TMOS show, because if I say the TMOS show, I'm saying the Mike O'Mara show.
Mm. So, I think it's acceptable, TMOS. Though, like when people say ATM machine. I think it's gotten to a point where it's accepted.
But the proper way we should edit it for our listeners is she's an avid listener of TMOS.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Because then you don't have to the show part. You can edit that out, right?
Yes.
Thank you. She turned me on to the podcast about 2 years ago, and now I'm hooked. Not to mention that she got me the bonus package for Christmas this year. Hmm. Thanks for all you guys do. Keep up the funny. Cheers, Daniel from Pocatello, Idaho.
Damn, yes, sirree.
A really good fellow from Pocatello. Thank you very much. Dear Mike, regarding Mary Poppins Returns. Yeah, I panned it last week. I eviscerated it. Regarding Mary Poppins Returns, I believe everyone is missing the point of this movie. Oh, I love these. Okay. All right, here we go. It is, here's someone who knows better than anyone, so let's get ready to be lectured. It is clearly about child abuse. Oh, no, I like it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll start again.
I knew
See,
you would.
Never skip ahead and never assume. Michael, I'm sorry. I hate to do it. I did it last week. I have to do it again, okay? I have to have a talk to Mike.
Let me pause the music, okay?
Hold on. Hey, A-hole, what are you doing? You're supposed to do that. It was a funny letter, and you skipped ahead because you're so goddamn paranoid. I didn't mean. No! You're paranoid, douche! Just read the letter. Don't read ahead and assume something bad's going to happen. All right, can we go on with the show, Mr. Ass Glass Half Empty?
Yeah, we can go on with the show.
Good! And don't read ahead, stupid bastard.
All right, I'm sorry.
You should be sorry.
Okay, we can go on now.
You're a little hard on yourself.
Dear Mike, regarding Mary Poppins Returns. What a dick.
You dick.
Dear Mike, regarding Mary Poppins Returns, I believe everyone is missing the point of this movie. It's clearly about child abuse. Mary Poppins is giving those bratty kids acid from her magic bag. Oh, God. A psychedelic journey into the bathtub, which becomes an ocean with cartoon dolphins. A journey into the bowl, then to top it off, she acts like it didn't happen. She is evil, but who can blame her? Regards, Ben Ramsey. Thank you, Ben. Okay, that was a good letter. Thank you. Moving right along. Dear guys, a musical question for you. I can't find the version of Welcome to My World that you feature on the mailbag on Spotify. Do you recall the album where the song was featured? Do we recall? I don't, but I know somebody who does. I also found some other renditions of the same song. My favorite after Elvis has to be Dean Martin's. Maybe you could feature it on the mailbag one day. Thanks for your time. You have it. Yes.
I actually did
have
it.
I'm just a shill right now. Yes. I'm here as a vessel
playing
for
the
him.
Hits.
Warmest regards.
Welcome to my world.
Giancarlo Brinceno.
The Elvis version of Welcome to My World comes from his Aloha concert. You can find that on the album, Elvis Aloha from Hawaii, which, by the way, yesterday marked the 46th anniversary of the concert.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Giancarlo, thought you were going to bring the Zupa de Muscles.
What's the matter
anyway,
for
thank
you?
Thank you very much. And we have our final, I hold in my hand, our final letter. Thank you.
Hi-o!
May a herpetic ferret find its way up your left pant leg.
Hi-o!
Hi, Rob, Mike, and Oscar. I hope you guys are all having an awesome new year so far. My fiance, Dustin, listens to your show religiously. And as a longtime fan, his birthday was last Wednesday. I wonder if he's any relation to Dustin Johnson, because people with the same first name are all related.
Oftentimes, yes.
My goal was to email you before it happened, and I totally forgot. However, you should know that we were at your Las Vegas show, and we actually got engaged that weekend.
Hey! Oh, yeah.
That's right. TMOS causes love. You have been close to Dustin's heart for a long time, and now... you are close to mine because our impromptu engagement happened in Vegas. And the reason we were there was to see you guys. I would very much appreciate a shout out to my man. Thanks, Angela. Dustin, way to go. And way to do it around the TMOS show.
Cool.
That's fantastic. And I just said TMO at the TMOS show, which is wrong. Nice.
We'll fix that in this calendar year.
We'll fix it. Yeah, Dustin Johnson is a PGA professional golfer. Golfers will know this, and he's most famous for his prodigiously long drives and his tight, long pants that show off his penis.
I thought he was most famous for his wife.
Well, yeah, he's got a hot wife, too, and he was known to maybe enjoy the company of some other wives on tour as well.
Oh.
When he wasn't there, but he straightened himself out. He said, used to be, used to kind of tackle some of the other women's...
Mrs. Craig Stadler?
That never happened. No such problem.
Okay, good. Just checking. Yeah,
absolutely. Craig Stadler, another wonderful golfer, now playing on the senior PGA.
Yes, he is.
Thank you. Let's continue. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Another doctor's appointment. I'll tell you all about it.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there. If you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, Morgan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. It's not too late to kick off your year right. Stay on track with your New Year's resolutions and meet your goals with Noom. We can go to Noom. Here's a fact. Most people who lose weight can gain it all back. Why? Because the weight loss plans tell you what to do while you're on the plan, not after. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet. Learn.
Yeah.
It's a reason you lose and gain and lose and gain and lose again. Build new, better habits for a new, better you. Here's what Noom does. They put weight loss in the palm of your hand. Literally, the Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom gives you live goal specialists, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, fitness trainer, all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or a personal trainer. How about that? My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Here's a fact about weight loss, and this is what I've found too, because I've only done it recently with Noom. If you record what you're eating and you're specific about it, that's the difference maker, in my
humble opinion.
You're
accountable, yeah.
You're not only accountable, but you put the calories in and you know what's going in. So if you wake up the next day and you get on the scale and it's like you're creating some sort of magic and you're saying, oh, what happened? Well, you know what happened. You put more calories in your body than you should have. It's absolutely taking the agony out of food tracking. Food tracking on Noom is the best. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What you do, what do you have to lose? Noom, visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. And we appreciate all the good people at Noom. All right, do you want the healthy me or the not healthy me? Because I got a story about, but it's not a story, but I've got information on both. There are two things going on.
I'd like to lead with the unhealthy, if that's all right. Get it out of the way.
The unhealthy thing is I told you, about a month ago, maybe a little less than that on the show, I was dying during the middle of the show.
You had a flare.
Right before I had a physical. Mm-hmm. I had a diverticulitis flare. Then on the vacation, I had a second one. And so I went back to see the lady that's known as a colorectal surgeon. She's a wonderful physician, probably my favorite doctor down here. And the last time I got my flare over the vacation, her people and she was with me every step of the way. And so I go see her today at 11 a.m. this morning. I'm going to see her, and she is, I kind of know what she's going to tell me. And that's that they're going to have to take a little tiny piece out of my gut just to make it better. Because I've had this. Rob, I don't know. Were you interning with us when I got my first flare? Were you even associated with the show?
My second day as an intern, I was sent to Annapolis to drive you to work. That was the second day I interned.
That's how long ago
Daniel
had a flare up. Yeah, it was like, and it was known. I remember Buzz and Don got a big kick out of reading in this medical book that it was a disease of the elderly. Mm.
Yeah.
Big fun from them on that particular.
It's
that's
funny,
how long this has been
so
going on.
So many people on that show have had stomach issues.
Yeah, you'd think there was stress involved.
I wonder if there's a common thread.
You'd think that, you know, maybe because there's so much tension.
Yeah, boy.
I'm not sure.
Hi, Sue Palka.
Here it is. So I go see her today, and I kind of know where she's going to talk about my weight, and she's going to talk about the plan, and she's going to talk about, and I'm going to do what I always do, which is try to delay it as long as humanly possible. Because I don't want to do, you know, I was hoping, I went years. I got the, you know, a couple of years ago, I had this is the holy trinity of Mike's failing body.
Yes.
Once this is repaired, I believe that's it. The next thing that'll happen will be, hey, little Michael, that's really, and it'll be over. Lights out. Have a big memorial. You have to do it down here. And that'll be, or maybe we can send the ashes up to Washington.
How many times do you want to roll these bones for these surgeries?
Are you rolling actual bones or titanium
bones?
Like,
you think I'm taking a chance by not doing it or what?
Well,
what are you saying?
I would say that...
you're saying rolling the bones by having surgery.
Having
surgery. Dying on the table.
Yes, yes.
Well, you're in a medical family. I mean, you know, it's the rolling of the dice, they would tell you, and I might agree with them, is that the more you have these flares, the more likely one of these will turn into something bad. Where suddenly down there in old Colon Town, oh, there's a hole. Mm. And that's when, you know, all the bad poo water starts seeping off into the body and you become septic.
Did you know that Colon Town was the official nickname of Vienna, Virginia?
No, it's a song I wrote, recorded. You didn't even know this in the
1970s. I did not know that.
Go, co, co. Co, co, co.
I'm not co, talking co, about co, the co, secret co, of the ooze.
Colon Town. Let me finish the song.
It's his
Come
record,
on.
Dude.
I'm concerned.
I know you are.
Look,
what
man,
are you concerned about?
You get.
And don't really freak me out by saying rolling the bones based on having getting cut on again, and that'll be the one
For those at home that maybe just joined the show. Let's roll down these surgeries, if you don't mind, or hospital.
I have two hip replacements and a colon surgery. Maybe.
The tummy tuck, the eyes.
Yeah, that would be two hip replacements in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Major catastrophic surgeries.
I don't know that those are catastrophic. But they're not even really horribly invasive. Yeah, look at them.
You're no better than you were from before.
Oh, that is so not true. That is so
How much weight have you lost?
35 pounds.
How much weight had you lost beforehand without the surgeries?
What do you mean? In my lifetime?
The most weight.
The most weight I've ever lost?
Yes.
Probably about 40 pounds.
Okay,
at one time.
In my eyes.
What does that have
to do with weight? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're Condre and you're getting confused, Oscar.
Now, I asked my doctor about colon surgery when I was in the throes of my colitis, my ulcerative colitis. And he said... Damn. I do remember this. He says, if you can handle it with diet and medication and lifestyle, you don't want to do surgery because it's a last resort. However, if you're at a point where...
Well, all surgery is a last resort.
If you're getting to a point where you're going to have holes, you've got to have this done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to ask her all the questions about it and see. I think, frankly, it's the news that I got about it. They thought it might be in two spots. It's in one spot, and that's good. And I don't think it's going to happen for a while, and I think they're going to do
there,
the old...
Is there, hey, you got to lose 20 and then change your diet before we go in?
No, to be honest with you, they could do the surgery now if they had to, but she's going to tell me she wants me to continue to lose the weight, which I plan to do anyway, and then I'll give you an update tomorrow. I'll let you know what she has to say, but the good news is...
Do you know how
I'm
long
feeling,
of a piece has to come out?
What?
Do you know how long of a piece has to come out?
A piece has to come out, for F's sake.
We're going
to
take a foot long, and if you don't mind.
What are you? It sounds like you're Jerry's.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You know what? I will ask today. I will ask today, and I know she'll probably be cryptic about it, and she'll say, well, it depends on. But
and she'll
the other
use
thing,
the metric
Oscar,
system.
You were asking me if I'm better off today. I'm infinitely better off today than I was before because I'm doing stuff pain-free. A guy walks up to me the other day down here in Cocoonville, really, really nice guy. My buddy Kerry walks up to me, and he says, who's the guy that did your thing? And I watched him after he asked me about it, and I watched him walking up, and this used to be the worst thing for me. Not stairs, but an incline going up a hill. And I watched him. I remember that pain. That used to be that muscle group that pulls that leg up. And I watched him, and he was walking exactly like I used to walk there, and that was the problem.
Did
now,
you sprint right by him and said, call my doc.
Knocked him over.
No, he came up to me later and asked me about it. And I said, I recommend doing it. And that's after going through an awful lot of crap with the first surgery and then going back to the same guy, which I don't regret that I did because it ended up being great. Here's the thing. That's the thing. It's the gut. And I don't know whether I want to deal with this again like I did over the vacation. That was the one where if we'd been working, you wouldn't have had me here because that's how bad it was.
Are you still on the low residue diet?
Yeah, okay. 6 weeks of that. But you know, you have to be mindful of what you put in your body. But I should also say, in the meantime, Oscar mentioned, well, how good are you doing now? Let me tell you how good I am doing now. I am getting hockey skates.
Oh no!
I'm going to be skating with my son. Now he's putting his
pony.
Hands
prepare
in his
the
head.
Best of.
Let's oh, no, stop sorry, it.
And
stop.
Also, you know what? Go ahead and prepare the tribute show.
Look, there is a guy. There is a guy down at the ice complex who says that he actually had two hip replacements, and he is a coach, and he's out there with these figure skaters.
Is he fit?
And he's out there. He's fit. Yes, okay. He's fit.
You're not
okay,
fit.
Okay, what? I'm too schlubby to get out there and
you
do it? Is that what you're saying?
You can barely play golf. That without, is so without not busting true. Your You're back up. There's no chance that you should be on skates.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not going to be I'm not going to be Apollo Ohno. I'm just going to be out there gliding around. That's what I'm going to do. I played hockey in high school. I lettered in hockey. I can get out there and glide around.
What's
it's not like
Johnny
I'm
Weir doing in Florida? Oh, it's Mike O'Mara.
There I am. And by the way, I'm going to buy a series of woolen scarves.
Good for you.
That are going to look so good on me. No. I'm doing it. I'm gonna
now.
Do it.
You think is there a way that you know it is skating? As long as you take it in the right way, it can be low impact exercise. Would it be good therapy for you?
There's only one thing that I worry about with this. Do you see if you can guess what it is?
A fall.
It's the one thing that's not a fall. Don't worry about a fall. If I'm on the ice, I can handle it.
It's probably the speed of the skates. They've gotten much faster.
That you're going to get in a fight with another grown up.
No, lacing them up.
Oh,
because you're so.
That's where the flexibility is.
You can't lace yourself up.
I think I can.
Maybe.
If not, Mrs. O'Mara will assist me like a child. Will assist me like a child when we go.
Well, could you not go with your son and lace each other?
I'm not too proud to. What? He can't lace me. He's got to be.
He's a little kid.
He's a little kid. He's
good
fine.
Time to learn.
I know. He's learning everything. We got him in everything. We got him in hockey. We're going to have him in golf. We're going to have him in piano. He's doing piano all the time. So the kid's very, very scheduled. I don't want to overschedule him, but we'll see what happens. So it's the good and the bad, you know.
Hey, where do you buy skates for the elderly?
It's called Ralph's Elderly Skate Market. That's all I want to say. You know what I'm talking about. That's all I want to say.
And you're not elderly for the
No, no, right, you're not elderly. But you've got
but
your
I hear
finger.
I hear, wink, wink, they're really good.
You've got your finger on the hockey community. Do they have something that is an easier closure skate?
I'm
not
going to
say like Velcro, but something that would be easier.
No,
like
you need them really tight.
Okay.
You need them tight. But I'll give you a progress report. I'll let you know. And I'm going to go, by the way, I'm going to go to public skating first and try my sea legs and see how I do.
Are you going
to
do a couple skate with Carla?
I don't know if I'm going to do a couple skate with Carla.
Did Carla skate? I haven't even thought about that.
Well, she can glide around the ice. She can glide around the ice. And I just want to do it because I want to be out there with him. I see him doing certain things and I want to be out there with him.
You're good, Papa.
Yeah. I want to do that.
You're a good Papa.
And the legs feel good. I thought it was possible.
I'm unconsciously jealous that you're doing all this for your son. And my father, well, he did pay for everything, but he was gone most of my childhood.
All right, now, Michael. Michael, I want you to be very, very careful here. We're going to do these are crossovers, all right? These are crossovers. Very good. You take the right, and you know what? I have tomorrow we will do this bit.
Okay.
And I'm tasking you,
yes.
Okay, a la Meatloaf, I'm tasking you with, and it'll have to be a shh, you know, can you?
Yeah,
right, here
of
we
course.
Go. Listen, we're going to look behind the curtain right now. Rob Spiewak's getting a homework assignment, all right? Same music, same music, and Rob Spiewak is tasked with a skate sound and a fall sound to go along with that exact music you had before.
Oh, so you want the organ and not the orchestral. Yeah.
No, the organ is perfect. Okay. There we go. We're doing very, very nice. And maybe I can throw in the... hold on a second. Maybe I can do this.
I'll end it with a broken iPhone.
All right, I'm going to do this one.
No!
How about... that's not what I want. No. Hey, Michael. Michael, how you doing? Hey, okay, over here. There we go, Michael. This is great. Take the right foot, put it over the left foot, and then tomorrow you come up with the sound.
Consider it done. It's one of my
myself.
Favorite things to do.
I love it.
And
love it.
Then we just go with hopefully art does not imitate life. That's it. That's there. That's where I am with it. All right. So listen, I understand all your concerns, Oscar.
Yes.
All your concerns are my concerns. All right.
Yes.
And by the way, I know my schedule for 2019, and I'm going to try not to disrupt. All right. And if that includes bringing a Zip One into a hospital bed, I will do it. There you go. Thank you very much.
Oh, look at you. The show comes first.
That's right.
It does.
Very kind of you.
It does.
You can see one rack holding the IV drip and one rack holding a microphone.
To be honest with you, I don't consider this to be as dramatic. I'll have that answer today. I don't consider it to be dramatic. But
can you hit disconnect and connect?
Beep. 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 Beep.
Right. Is there a little green dot that's filled in?
You could bring the great hospital table that have all his show prep on it.
Carla, why is Eulori in my room?
Oh no!
Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on Mike O'Meara.
Yeah, guess what? We have not forgotten Pony Boy 2019.
Oh,
I summoned Mr.
Snap.
Matthew Bloom, and we're going to have a discussion as to how we make him a better pony in 2019. Because everybody remembers 2018 as the year of pony f***ing up the show.
Oh,
we'll be right back, everybody.
More broadcasting. The Mike O'Meara Show. 2019. The year of Pony Boy. Tune in and witness his thrilling transformation. A new Matthew. Stronger, better, more determined. He's replaced his cigarettes with excellence. This is the year we watch Matthew bloom. Don't miss the metamorphosis. The Mike O'Meara Show. Always improving for you.
I know that it's a silly topic, but that promo belongs on your demo reel. The way you say stronger, better. It's just fantastic.
Well, it was from the heart. That's why. I really, and you'll see in a moment, I want him to be stronger and better. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I ordered my Liquid IV because I forgot. I drink so much of this stuff that I forgot that I'd run out. And I'd gone through a lot of it. It's so fantastic. Liquid IV. Did you make your New Year's resolution to drink more water? Liquid IV is going to hydrate you.
Yes.
It's going to help you. It's going to make you do it better. I love this stuff. It hydrates you more efficiently and faster than water alone, with the added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. And proper hydration is the key to staying your best all winter long. Liquid IV is not your average electrolyte drink mix. It uses cellular transport technology. That's known as CTT. It is a specific ratio of glucose, that's pure cane sugar, sodium, mined salt, and potassium. Just makes you feel better. When mixed with 16 ounces of water, it actually helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients you drink directly into your bloodstream. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy. I love the lemon lime, but you can get acai berry. You can get wonderful passion fruit. It's delicious. It contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. But what I really love about this stuff, it tastes so good. I love Liquid IV. I know you will too. Mine comes today. I love their updates too. When you order Liquid IV, they let you know exactly where it is and what's happening with it. And mine is on the way. I think it's coming to the house today. Right now, our listeners get 20% off, worth every penny, at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and better hydration. This is one of those clients that they partner up with us on TMOS. And I really want to know how they're doing, because now I'm officially addicted to the stuff. I love it, and I want them to be around for a long time. And you will, too. So go today. Don't wait. Visit liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS, and get hydrated. It is fantastic. All right. Has he made his way into the studio?
Pony Boy Matt Bloom. He's
come on in, coming buddy.
This is tedious.
Pony Boy?
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
He doesn't smoke anymore.
Puff, puff, puff.
Not yet.
You smoke yourself to death.
Thank you very much. And that is a show for one man right there. That is a show
for one man. I love
to
hit buttons.
Man, I know you do. Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How was your holiday? How was your New Year's?
You know, it was nice. I had a good time. It was nice and relaxing. It was good to just have time to not stress on every little thing, and I had a good time.
All right. I think we should go around the room now.
Please.
And we want to make you, obviously, there were ups and downs for you in 2019. Would the low point be the Japan controversy? Would that have been the low point?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It was certainly the low point for me dealing with you with all the crap I ended up
taking. It hit me twice, Mike, over the holidays, because when I found out I was part Japanese.
Yes.
It was a slap to the face once again.
Mm-hmm. All over again.
Yeah.
And was there a high point, Pony, for your 2018?
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So onward and upward, nowhere to go but up in 2019.
Well, quitting smoking. That was my high point for 2018.
And
that's
huge. You got a brand new car.
Yes.
This is true.
Yes. Those are high points.
See, that's great, though. The high points. No. Quitting smoking is the high point of high points. Now, yeah. I will defer for this discussion, and we're going to keep this brief. We won't keep you long, to Oscar Santana.
Thank you.
And because I think he is the resident pony liaison and expert.
I've taken notes. I pull them up as we speak.
I do not. I'm gonna please you with this, okay? My number one issue with you to make you a better and bigger and brighter pony boy is communication. But this is going to make you happy. That communication does not have to be with me. And I know that's going to make you very, very...
I think that makes two people happy.
Well, yeah, it makes two people happy because I mean, Pony and I, when back in the old days of the old show, we'd see each other together and chat every day by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. It was never any real big issue. You like to get your work done quietly. I like to get my work done quietly.
Quiet as a mouse.
And that was fine. But as far as phone conversations, I'm awkward with them. You're awkward with them.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's fine. So, Oscar, that's my numero uno is communication. That is my, as far
Boom,
as
bam.
You ask me to improve Pony, improve his communication skills. I want him involved. And now, let me just say before I turn it over to you, that involves not only letting us know what's going on, but communicating and being reachable. Which has always been problematic for Pony. I defer to you.
When we last left Pony in the holiday season, you remember the final misstep, the real there's a big problem situation going on, that wasn't a problem, was, and Pony's his worst enemy. And while I love him as a brother, I hate him as a coworker.
That's nice praise.
I remember when he said he had 200 emails that he had to get to on the show. And we sat there and we said, 200 emails? He goes, this is the average during the holiday season, guys. I can't believe you don't realize how tough my job is. And we all had a heart attack on there. And then
because we realized there were 200 emails sitting there unanswered and we freaked out.
And then I ran into the room and I said, we're not leaving until 200 emails are talked to. And then I realized it's 30. He was looking at
pretty severe. Now, Pony, did you say 200 to create an illusion that you were overwhelmed when you really weren't?
200 was the number of emails. Most of them were
garbage
related
notifications,
notifications
automatic.
And things.
He can totally, it has
but
nothing.
30 listeners.
You don't have to look at all 200.
No, but what we call the instantly deletable.
Yes.
Yes.
Or file away in a different folder because they're
just notifications. Well, let him answer. So were they just, were 30 the listener emails?
Yes. Yeah. And some of those 30 can take, 20, 30 minutes to answer if you have, people who have a return or some kind of weird situation going
now,
on.
Now, see, I'm going to call you on that. Okay, there's a problem, Oscar. I'm with you on that. No, it's not going to take 20 or 30
Even
minutes.
Even if it did, it's not 200.
Yeah. But all right, if I wanted to play that game, and I would go into my email, I would say, I've got 14,000 emails.
He looked at the bulk number. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have 200.
If I looked at the bulk number, I'll do it right now. I got to close one thing. And
what do I have? What do I have on my phone right now?
I see under emails, 244,090.
Yeah, that's the number I'd give you if I was playing the pony game. A lot of these are notifications. Hey, that transaction went through.
Right.
Hey, that transaction went through.
And of course, every day I send you one that says, great job on the show.
Thank you. Hope you get through those emails.
Yeah.
Are you at 200,000 yet? That's what we're talking about.
Reply all.
Yeah, reply all.
Where does it say the amount?
Mike, you're the
emails.
Wrong person to do this right now. You're slowing down the show. Now, let me move on.
There might be a number on your phone by your email icon.
Yes. Right. If you just went to the front of your phone and said, I wonder how many inboxes I have and how much garbage email you receive.
Sure.
Best Buy, I don't care if you're having a 40% off sale on your scratch and dent. It's all scratch and dent.
Greetings from Fandango.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't need another.
60,486.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot.
What do you got, Rob? Actually have the least of us because you're fastidious.
Zero. I keep having
them every day. You hate seeing
an ID. I hate seeing a number.
Yeah. Zero. Okay.
How is that a problem?
He takes care of business.
I don't like seeing red numbers on the front of my iPhone.
TCB. Now, Let me add this. Before Punny left for the holidays, sober, unbroken, in one piece, I said, thank you for staying sober. Thank you for being responsible during the show. Hopefully Rob makes it through the holidays. Give me a big hug. But before you leave, I'd like you to create a list. I want you to create a list of your job duties. And through your job duties, I want you to create a sub list that puts them in buckets. The first bucket is things you love to do. And the second bucket is things you're okay with. And the third bucket is things you hate.
Three buckets. Okay.
And I said, remember, they can't all be in the hate bucket because we have to justify
a salary.
Why
are you frowning, Pony, like you didn't get that task?
Well, no, I did get that task. I just didn't know that task was going to be taken on the air, but yeah. I guess that's where we're going.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
It's the Mike O'Mara show. Yeah, everything's on the air.
You realize it's a radio show,
yeah,
right?
Jesus f***ing Christ.
It's not a hardware store.
Oh, dear, yeah, don't get your panties in a bunch. All right. So.
I didn't realize that when I sat in front of a microphone and spoke, it could be recorded.
Yes, that's the same thing.
I love that you're fighting back.
All right. I hear sound coming out of his headphones. Oh, weird. That's going out of the
podcast. Go F yourselves for talking about this.
All right, we're running short. So, do we need to do this tomorrow?
No.
All right.
Because I've looked at this list, and that will not be taken on air. Because he actually did he went out of his way, and he did the homework.
What does he hate?
He is right where I said to him, he is right that I would not talk about the list itself on air.
Okay, the buckets.
Yes,
I appreciate
it. Mike asked me to say, how are we going to improve Pony 2019? All right. I got to find out what makes you tick 10 years later. So that was the exercise.
How are you feeling that this exercise is going, Pony?
I think that the list is pretty honest. I think it's a good list. It's the best list.
It's a strong list.
Thank you, President Trump.
Are you doing a Trump? Easy Pony so subtle about it.
It's the best list. It's a strong list.
I don't see why there's any problem at all. If this is the easiest list to make of all, if they would just agree to my list, the list would be the list.
And we can open the show back up.
That's right. The comedy furlough is over.
All right. I'm sorry. We are going to. All right. So there's a list. It's developing. And how do you think it's going?
My goal by the end of this month. Because I've seen the list.
A list.
Now, Nancy Pelosi walked in with her own list, and I said, look, we don't have time for that because I got my own list. And I said, I reviewed this with HR, which is my wife, and I said, for myself, I said, look, I want to bounce this off you because we work together on this.
Yeah.
And I said, how could we make Pony's experience at work 10 times better than it is without... And this isn't coddling. This isn't making sure that the millennial is happy at work. This is, I love the guy.
You're maximizing.
We all care about him. Mike tasked me before the new year. He said, figure out what's going on. Let's make sure that we give him the best and I guess the best opportunity and all the tools to really grow within our group.
Amen.
Now, that we've done that, by the end of the month, because you guys are my business partners, we will sit down and I'll have addressed the buckets internally, and then we will create benchmarks for Pony to see where he's at.
God, Rob, don't you feel like you're in the middle of one of those MBA classes? Right
I think
now?
It's great.
Oh, God. Everybody needs goals, Mike. Well, we can't just make fun of it.
Tomorrow we're going to address it with Rob and see what Rob suggests. Maybe it won't be all this business.
Did I just bore you?
My brain is going to... Yes, you did. Let's take a break and we will come back with something truly funny, which is news you may not need.
Mike, I want
but
you
at
take,
least it's working behind the scenes, so that's what I really care
if
about.
If you can, during the break, I want you to take all of your news stories and divide them into three buckets. News stories that you love.
And then, that's right, and we'll do commercials and then I'll circle back with you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, this is Mike O'Mara for Political Persuasions. When I promised to build you a great issue-oriented podcast, I promised you the strongest, most effective, biggest, most successful podcast ever. And I promised that we wouldn't pay for it. Well, it's true. It's here and it's free. The entertainment shutdown is over. Grab Political Persuasions every week on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found. Thank you very much, Mike. Okay, Mike. Well, welcome back to the show, brought to you by the TMOI Shopping Center. To quote Charles Dickens, chapter one, I am born. And right away, I wanted to buy things. Things are great. I love stuff. And all the best stuff is waiting for you on the internet. You can buy anything you want with a few clicks of your mouse.
This is all just from chapter one of David Copperfield. Mm. It is.
Just take a... Uncle! Just take a virtual trip to the TMOS Shopping Center. Your three-in-one shopping destination featuring Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com.
Hawk! I hear the kingdom.
When you shop them through our portal, you're re-supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That makes everyone happy. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banner on our website. You can't miss them. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. It's everything you need to turn your morbid bland existence into a pillar of love, life, and laughter. Hooray for spending, and we thank you. Let me make sure that I get my arrow where it should be so I can press this button.
News!
News!
Boo! Hi, Chihuahua. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged. Ta-da!
Hey, that's terrific.
Big news.
Yay! Yes, sirree. Chris posted a picture of the two of them on Instagram with the caption, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you." Didn't Justin Bieber do the whole faith thing, too?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think you're playing to a certain...
Poor Anna Faris.
Yeah, but she was classy about it. Anna Faris, who was his wife, they split in 2017. Mm. She's cool. She even commented on the post saying, "I'm so happy for you both. Congratulations." So even if she's lying, that's a pretty classy...
Well, she's a pretty funny lady, and if you ever hear her in like a long-term interview, she's got her stuff together. I like Anna Faris.
With that Shriver Schwarzenegger, I guess, money train coming through, she knows that...
Well, he didn't have any problems, right?
Well, he's okay too. No, but that spousal support will last for a long time.
Yes, it will. Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, it just seems to me when they bring in
alimony,
when they're sharing too much at the beginning, you know, just "I love you." I look forward to it.
They're actors.
Well, they're also in that whole
How old is Schwarzenegger?
She's 50. Someone broke into Hugh Grant's car and stole a script he was working on.
Oh no.
Now, being Hugh Grant, he handled it in a very Hugh Grant way by asking for it back. And he tweeted, and what's great about a Hugh Grant tweet is I happen to do a little impression of Hugh Grant.
I love it. Yeah.
And this is verbatim what he wrote, and I will share it with you. Hugh Grant tweeted, quote, "In the unlikely chance that anyone knows who broke into my car and stole my bag, please try and persuade them to at least return my script. It had many weeks' worth of notes and ideas, and perhaps my children's medical cards. Please give it back." There you go. That's
Was anything else stolen from the car, like buckled shoes or breeches?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I have to see the police
report. Stole a hooker. Yeah. Somebody stole a hooker.
Oh, his hooker is gone.
I'm sorry. Never forget.
Could you kindly return my hooker?
Yeah. Return Divine Brown.
That's a good call on the name.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why I recall that. Total recall on those things. Yeah. Who knows? President Trump bought a fast food supply for the visiting Clemson Tigers last night because the White House kitchen staff has been furloughed due to the government shutdown.
No shark sandwiches?
See, that's the thing. That's another thing. If that's not going to put him out.
No.
That's not going to put Trump out at the White House. Because he doesn't like the foo-foo-foo. He likes burgers.
He's got to face those people every day. Yeah. Thanks for the week and a half off, Mr. President.
Right.
Exactly. Mike, I have a piece of tape of him addressing this that is so classic him. Yeah. He boasted
that he bought the food himself. The Tigers were at the White House last night to celebrate their national championship win, but because of the government shutdown, there was no one there to prepare a meal. Let's hear the
two for five quarter pounders, filet of fish.
Yeah.
All right, here's the president.
The Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather.
Two things. You don't serve Burger King's.
You don't do that.
Right.
And also, everyone
so
saw...
So out of touch. How does he not know that it's Burger King?
And everyone
all
saw
I know
the
is
trays
we
of food.
We have never been greater.
I know. We saw those beautiful trays of food set out in one of the rooms of the White House. The only thing that's going through my mind is how cold that stuff is going to be.
I know.
By the time they get to it. Because it's not like, I mean, even if they had cooked it in the kitchen at the White House.
Yes, all that food has to be in a bag coming through a window that's just gotten off the line.
They went
the only way it's good.
I'm sure they drove down like 15th and D and said, we need 68,000 hamburgers, please.
New York Avenue
McDonald's. 7 o'clock. That food has been there since 2 o'clock. God, I'd love
salty
to get
salty fries, please.
Wouldn't you love to get a player that ate it?
Yes.
Was it cold? That's fantastic.
Cold as ice.
Speaking of McDonald's, it's possible that we've been missing out on a hidden feature of McDonald's, and that's French fry boxes for our entire lives. Someone on Twitter just posted that the cardboard flap on top of the box has an actual functional purpose. You're supposed to fold it back and use it as a place to put your ketchup.
That's
I've
stupid.
Never done that, and it makes
now,
complete
no,
sense.
No, your ketchup's going to fall off that.
How much
the
ketchup
actual
do you
secret,
use?
We're not sure all whether it's a built-in purpose, or it might just be somebody's hack. But there's a picture of it. It looks pretty legit. As of now, McDonald's hasn't weighed in, so we don't know. But we do know that the trick really does work, Rob. You can put the ketchup on top, and you know, who knows? It's interesting, don't you think?
I suppose I'm going to look at this now, but it seems to me that it would not be a suitable platform.
Okay.
I'm going to look and see how it's set up. Are you a guy that ever puts ketchup on fries, or do you always dip?
I'm a dipper, primarily.
I like agree.
I got to dip.
Yeah, I'm a dipper. That's the way it works. The problem with buying a dozen donuts for the office is that you don't get a dozen donuts to shamefully eat in your car by yourself. So thanks, Krispy Kreme, for solving that problem. For the next 2 weeks, man, I'll tell you, down here in Fort Myers, they opened one, and I've never seen a place that's doing bigger. Every time I drive by it, and I do drive by it. It is a line out to the street for
the
next
2 weeks.
Do you
drive by it to see like the hot chick on the road, or do you just take that street because you have to?
It's far back. There's an access road.
Uh-huh.
So it's the main drag. Then there's an access road. Then there's the Krispy Kreme.
Ooh.
But the people are coming from the other direction, and they're taking a right there. And it's always rushed. It's amazing. And for the next 2 weeks, if you buy a dozen, they're going to give you another dozen glazed for free. You have to sign up for Krispy Kreme's rewards program. The reward is your arteries is completely blocked.
Record, Mike, if you buy 60 dozen donuts, they will match your copay.
You have to sign up online to use the deal, and you can only use it once unless you sign up for new accounts. That's a lot of work for a dozen donuts. You know what
maybe
I mean?
For
yes,
you.
Yes, Rob.
I'm looking at the ketchup fry hack.
You're still
and
on that
it,
one.
It
okay.
looks to me like you have to maybe tear the box a little bit and also fold a lip. Now, if you fold a lip up, I can see it working.
Yeah, that
but
works.
But this seems to be more than a hack than something that was designed by McDonald's, because if it was designed, you wouldn't have to tear it.
You're mad about this? Do you buy into it now after seeing the actual picture?
I plead no contest.
Well, let's see if McDonald's weighs in. If they say, I would assume they're going to say something to keep the cycle alive, to keep the story alive. We'll
it's front page news at todayshow.com. Way to go, Savannah.
That's right. And get you on wheels. Something, something, ladies and gentlemen. Cops definitely know you're lying if you start changing your story. But there's also a point where sticking to your guns doesn't work anymore either. I think this might be it. An inmate at a prison in Nashville, his name is Kenneth Johnson. He was being strip searched this month after guards accused him of hiding contraband. But he kept telling them he wasn't hiding anything and stuck to his story. Even after they saw a plastic bag dangling from his backside.
Oh, dear.
Here's the weird part of the story. Apparently, he tried to fight off the guards and they had to pepper spray him. But it gets better.
Oh, no.
According to the report, they pepper sprayed him in his face and in his buttocks area. I guess they were trying to, like, you know, relax the area or something like that.
That's not going to do it.
They pepper sprayed his face and his butt.
That might cause tension.
I remember.
Yeah, a clenching effect. I would think so.
Yeah.
Once in a while, Biscayne would eat a plastic bag, and then we'd have to do what you do with every dog.
Oh yeah.
At the end,
you have to accelerate the cycle.
And you're like, yeah, that's sticking out just a little bit. Hold on, buddy.
I remember my Aunt Jean, God rest her soul. They had a German Shepherd, They had a Golden Retriever or an Irish Setter. I forget which one it was. He ate her nylons. He ate her stockings. And they passed, and I remember her chasing him through the yard trying to step on the nylons that were dangling out of his ass.
Yeah. You know, cats are usually bad-tempered animals to begin with.
Right.
And I had a cat growing up, and he ate some Easter grass. You know,
that plastic Easter grass.
Oh,
that
no.
had to
yeah.
be pretty.
Yeah, it was not great. And
How long did it last?
Oh, well into Passover, I believe.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, they pepper sprayed this guy in the butt and the face. Up there, they did find that he had some tobacco and some fentanyl. And yeah, but there's a good, always, you know, look, it's news you may not need, always right. a silver lining.
Yeah.
Fentanyl and tobacco, now with that peppery assy flavor that everybody likes. So
yum.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Call assy for flavor. Philip Morris.
Oh, my God.
It's melty, assy. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you know what Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot have in common? They never ordered the TMOS bonus package.
No, they didn't.
And what do people think of them? I'll tell you. They're jerks.
Yeah.
Compare that to Lena Gilmore and Jim Amato, both faithful subscribers to the bonus show. They are beloved. So who do you want to be like? Lena or Hitler? The choice is clear. Order the bonus show.
That's an interesting promo. Yeah, keep them crazy. We like them that way.
Choice is clear, Mike.
Speaking of the bonus show, 2019. Wow, it's really here. Am I right, ladies? It's time to shape up or ship out. We have to be our best.
Yes.
If you want to be the best, there ain't nothing better than the TMOS bonus show. It will really get your comedy juices flowing. So hop on the funny train. Hop on the funny train and ride it all the way to Ha Ha Town. The Mike O'Mara Show is the sixth episode that we record every week, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's the best. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer bonus show style. Get extra happy by giving back. Plus, you'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping the show. So, this year, lose your dickishness, be amazing, and please quit sucking by the bonus show. Now, who wants saltines? Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak for Tuesday. January, is it the 15th of January
today?
It
is January 15th, and it will always go down in history, Mike, as the day we lost Carol Channing.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental.
Had the pleasure of interviewing that incredible American icon. What an honor it was to interview Carol Channing.
I imagine they will dim the lights on Broadway tonight or the next day because she's one of the biggest Broadway stars of all time. Well, also, spent some time of her life living in D.C. I believe she lived in the Watergate Hotel for a while.
Ooh. And the thing about Carol Channing is Carol Channing was one of those personalities that her persona that she had created for show business, she would bring to every interview she would do, which to me, for all celebrities, it's fun, fun, fun. If stand-up comedians knew this, I think you'd have more iconic stand-up comedians. Because stand-up comedians now, it's all about their material, and they figure, like, that's
so
all they
cool.
have to do.
Too
yeah,
cool.
They're
so yeah.
cool for yeah, school, yeah, yeah. and I really, you know, and by the way, I've come full circle on the Joe Rogan show. Mm. I think it's a great show, and he does a great interview when they're on serious subjects. But with the stand-up guys that try to be cool for Joe Rogan, you're not Joe Rogan.
Right.
So, yeah. I'd love to see stand-up guys bring more of themselves, you know, a la Gilbert Gottfried, who comes on and he's Gilbert.
And also,
you know what I mean?
Kevin Meaney was always great, too.
Kevin Meaney was always Kevin Meaney. Yes.
So, absolutely. Patton does intellectual comedy. He's a thinking man's comic.
Deal.
He's cerebral, and he brings that to the show, too, which is a lot of fun.
So Carol Channing, probably best known for her work in Hello, Dolly, but also I believe she was well known for playing Hamilton. So safe home.
Yes, sir. Carol Channing in Hamilton. That's funny. That's a Broadway joke for all you queens out there.
Oh, I do love to cater to all sectors of our audience.
There you go.
We talked about the movie Caddyshack not long ago. There was a book written about it. And I was surprised at how sort of inexperienced the entire crew was going in. It was a first effort for many people, maybe even for the sound effects people. Do you know that the sound of the gopher was not really the sound of a gopher?
Probably. I mean, they do that in movies.
It was
right?
pulled from the studio's sound effects library. It's actually the same sound they used for Flipper the dolphin.
Come to Carl, Ronnie. Come to Carl.
Okay. I guess we're playing for keeps now. I guess getting around is pretty much over, huh?
And the best example is probably when they're blowing up the golf course.
Oh, my God.
Great. That's
but I can't I can't
Flipper.
Hear it now without thinking of a dolphin.
Yeah.
But right, it's so right. cool. But Flipper. But Flipper never danced.
I guess we're playing for keeps now.
There we go.
Miss Havisham.
Yeah, you're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
Hey, good news. The Oscars, I think, are going to be saved, Mike. I know you love your award shows, and they said they're not going to have a host. But guess who has availed themselves to host the Oscars? Cheech and Chong.
You know, we've been thinking about this.
By the way, when you post a video trying to get make sure the audio is strong, Cheech, okay?
Damn. You know, we've been thinking about this particular question a long time and been talking about it back and forth, and we've decided that we're going to save the Oscars this year and that we will be the hosts.
Yeah, we're going to be the host. I'll be Frank.
I was going to be Frank.
Congratulations to Tommy Chong, who was voted off The Masked Singer last week. He was the pineapple.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're into that show.
I
don't say you are. So bad it's good. You like that show.
Oh, Mike, if you watched it, you'd be right there with me. It's lean forward with your elbows on your knees and your hands and your face bad. That's how bad it is.
Okay, very good.
Usually you do the Florida stories, but spotlight on my Floridian of the day, Brian Stewart. Who had an altercation with his neighbor, injured his neighbor, which is odd because he said all he wanted to do was kill him with kindness.
According to investigators, Brian Stewart was arrested after threatening to kill his neighbor with kindness. Kindness is the word written on a machete owned by Stewart. The Pensacola News Journal says Milton cut the man with a machete. The victim suffered a half-inch cut on his hand.
Congratulations to the news, the newsroom that hired the reporter that says written.
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 Thank you.
Written. Let's do two more. This is if my kid did this to me, I'd kill them. This young lady followed her mother around for 1 year, 2018, with those little white popper bang snap things. Uh-huh. They come in a box, usually packed in sawdust, and if throw them on the ground, they pop. All she did was scare her mom all throughout the year and then put together this montage video. And then she attacked her with a machete.
This is that's the long con.
That is the long con.
I love that.
And I want to close with this. I play this because I love when a late show host tells a joke that they obviously really enjoy while they're telling it. We close with Stephen Colbert.
Durex is recalling batches of its Real Feel condoms. Durex issued a recall in a statement saying anyone who bought the recalled condoms can return them to the place of purchase. To which the place of purchase responded, please don't.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, another one in the can. History. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, very good one today, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show. We tell you every day because we want you to remember it every day. It makes a great gift even for yourself. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com. Click on the banner that says gift bonus. It's as easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Meara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Meara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Good morning.
Goodbye, duties.